You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hashtag no music, no intro. I mean, draft is over. Now, you know, it's creeping up, Ryan. Like, football's kind of around the corner, although, like, fucking Greg Rosenthal's tweet today saying that exactly from today between football is 4 months and a regular season when football starts is 4 months, and it never fucking feels that way.
So we're a full football season away from the football season. That's crazy.
But today the NFL made it, they just got to start just dropping the whole schedule out, like, you know, just before anybody, bro.
Like, the whole thing leaked out, man. It's like,
leak. I know Ian will be proud of all this leak conversation today. But we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the schedule release. We got to talk about the Saints schedule. I don't know why, bro. Like, I literally saw people on Twitter saying that if the Saints aren't close to 5-0 or 4-1 going into their bye in week 6, I'm like, y'all just chalking
even. What team have y'all been watching, man?
Y'all just chalking up wins like that?
They chalking up wins, bro. See, my dude Rod just said we going fucking 14-3.
Like, who? Wait, which Ryan said that?
Oh, Roger.
Oh.
Like, right.
I might have to take your raffle present back, bro.
Send that to somebody else.
14-3? These Saints? Okay. All right. They start. Okay, so let's get into it. So they start week one, fresh out the gate, home game, Green Bay Packers. Boom.
It's gonna be a big story.
It is, bro, because we might be playing against Jordan Love, bro. Let's be real. We might be playing against Jordan Love, and like, we don't know what the outcome's gonna be of Marshawn Lattimore's situation gun thing. So is it gonna be P. Rob and Adebo?
Oh man. That shit might bring Aaron Rodgers back. Now he's going like, what? Get up in there.
Let me jump in one. Just jump in one game.
Just leave. Just go right back.
Just to see how it feels. Like, let me just feel this. Just dip out, bro. So week one, that's a hard game, bro. Like, that.
Yeah.
That's a hard game. Even. You know, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers play, like we saw, I mean, the Saints played the Packers stuff when they played them last season. But that's a hard game. It's week one. It's boom, thrown straight into the fire. Like, we gonna see Pete Warner. He gonna get a lot of Aaron Jones that day, bro.
We gonna see.
And then
what they I just can't help thinking about though, man, is the man, just a packed dome their first game.
Oh man.
Oh man, I just that place is gonna be like bumping. You know what I'm saying? That bitch gonna be bumping, dog. Like people are tweaking to get back. You know what I'm saying? Like so, you know, we'll see how noise plays a factor. Like some people talking about how, you know, the lack of state, you know, packed stadiums last year, how it played a factor in the wins and losses. I don't know. I have no fucking clue. Like, no clue at all. But
would the noise against the game, the playoff game against the Bucks, like that dome, like if a packed stadium, like that, like I know the Saints lost, but that dome would have been rocking. Tampa Bay, man. Tom Brady in the playoffs? Shit, bro.
Oh, man. Like, exactly. You know, that does, I mean, it does affect, you know, the opposing offenses. Like, we've seen it. We've seen that dome affect opposing offenses. You know what I'm saying? So,
to the point where opposing teams, like, they during the week, they got to figure, like, how we, like, when it's rocking, like, how are we going to have to communicate? Like, that matters, man. Like,
yeah. Like, how are we going to get to talk? How are we going to get to talk? And I mean, at least when it's really rocking, like, you get at least one or two timeouts. Like, just timeout, coach. I can't hear you.
You timeout. Like, may lead to, like, a false start. Those are critical things that can change the tide of a game, bro. Like, if the offense is third and one and Domer's rocking and false start, they go to third and six, maybe the opposing offense don't convert that third down. Like, that's huge.
I'd never forget, well, when we played the Eagles the 2018 season, regular season, and that dome was so loud, and Carson Wentz just looked like,
bro,
like a deer in the headlights, bro. Just like, what the fuck?
This nigga said, I'm not in Dakota no more. Shit.
Like, what the hell am I supposed to do here? I can't wait to feel that again, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's for sure missed. Another point.
But is that a win or a loss, Louis? Let's say they fucking pay Aaron Rodgers or whatever. They pay him some money. They dap it off.
That's an L, bro. That's an L.
He back in. It's an L.
L.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's an L, bro. Like,
L, bro. and it's so funny. Like, I'm finally starting to feel the Drew Brees, because you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Drew Brees, you always got that, well, we got Brees, so, you know, we always have a chance. It's like, that's gone now. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That little thing right there.
This is how grounded I have become. Maybe a little too pessimistic. I'm not sure if it's a win if Jordan Love starts, bro.
I'm saying, we've seen how the defense starts every year.
We've seen how they start every year. They start slow. We've seen how the defenses play against mobile, athletic, young rookie, or, you know, whatever type quarterbacks.
We have no tape, bro.
And we've seen this story before. So, and I think the way I also look at it too is, again, going back to the whole Marshawn Lattimore situation, which really kind of, can we get Richard Sherman signed? Because Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers, you got Devontae Adams going against P. Rob?
Come on, man.
That's L, bro. Come on, man.
I almost want Aaron Rodgers to start. I don't want it, but it's like,
oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like the Jalen Hurts situation thing.
Jalen Hurts, like, oh shit, we got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have a lot of business. Whereas, like, last year, it was the perfect start of the season because we played Tom Brady first game, so the defense was ready. It was like, okay, Tom Brady in our division, we're gonna bring that heat. And they did, too. Like, defense was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of things that play there.
So, week one, that great matchup. Week two, at Carolina. So, we get to see the rebuilt Panthers with Sam Darnold. Probably, you know, obviously it's week two, so you would imagine a healthy Christian McCaffrey. Robbie Anderson, that, you know, J.C. Horn. you know, that's a storyline.
Are they going to practice red zone and 2-minute drill?
Daddy, let out that team, bro.
I'm sorry. That's some shit right there, bro.
That's wild, man.
That's wild, bro. Teams spend whole fucking days. Practicing third down red zone and 2-minute drill.
And the Panthers are like,
And it makes total sense. I mean, I remember when they put together this staff, I was like, man, they didn't bring no veteran coaches. Like,
none, man.
This is young. Like an inexperienced staff, you know what I'm saying? But when I saw the inexperience, I thought it would be like more like, you know, the way they coach and stuff like that. I didn't think like, damn, you like.
Y'all just got rid of all the old ways? Like,
y'all got rid of everything. I was like, damn, 2-minute drills and red zone, man. That's like.
That's huge. You win games.
Yeah.
Or lose games.
You played under Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton focused like crazy on that shit. So.
Yeah. That was very interesting to hear. What I'll say is that the Panthers are still a very young team. Young kind of all over. Very young defense. But like you have described them before, they're very sweat equity defense. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, they've added some pieces. Obviously, they drafted J.C. Horn. Derek Brown was a good pick for them last year. And honestly, I don't understand why he got so much, like, negative, like his hype going into the draft last year, like, it was, like, Draft Nick didn't like Derek Brown. It was very weird to me.
No, they didn't.
Because he wasn't, like, an athlete. And it's like, just go look at the tape. And that's a perfect example of, like, production and you know, workout numbers, like, not colliding. And he played well last year. Shocking.
He did, man. He did. He's probably going to be better this year.
Yeah. But in general, the Saints should be able to beat the Panthers on the road. Like, it's not going to be an easy win, but, like, I still don't know what to make of Sam Darnold. Like, I don't. I don't know what he is, man.
I don't. And like I said, I mean, I like Sam Darnold coming out, but it's like, man, y'all really just rolling with Sam Darnold. Huh? I'm like, Jesus. Like, you're not going to hedge your bets at all, you know?
Bro, no. No.
I keep hearing about the owner, former hedge fund. This guy doesn't lose. Like, man, like, you putting all your chips on Sam Darnold, huh?
Might come up snake eyes.
You know, maybe playing a long game. Maybe he ends up, you know, with another top 10 pick. But, you know, passed on Fields. So, I don't know.
I think that's gonna come back and bite them. I really.
It's gonna bite somebody. Right? It's gonna bite somebody.
Like, though, New York Giants, the Panthers, and the Broncos. Unless the Broncos get Aaron Rodgers and they win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years, it's gonna bite one of those three teams, bro. It is. I'm telling you, it is. Like, and I wasn't even the biggest Fields guy, but like, you can't knock like the talents there. It needs to be coached up, but. He was an uber talented player. Like, let's not get it twisted. Like, yeah.
And then apparently, New England, they wasn't trying to trade up, but they were hoping Fields obviously came to them. Like,
interesting.
Mac Jones wasn't their first choice.
Well, I was listening to the NFL podcast, and apparently Mac Jones wasn't their second choice. Like, they were potentially maybe going to draft a. Lahaya Vera Tucker from USC. Yeah.
Exactly.
They was on plan C. Shit. So should be. Hopefully, you would think it's a win, but who fucking knows with the Saints, right? But it's big because it's a divisional game, right? First divisional game in the season. Yeah, that's a dub. I hope you're keeping track of this because I'm not keeping track.
I'm not, but I'll try.
Please do. Like, write it down somewhere. They got not keeping track. Then after that. At New England, so two away games. First, they're at Carolina, then they're at New England, who overdosed in free agency, got brought in Mac Jones. I think probably in week three, I still think it's probably going to be Cam Newton starting at that point. I think. And obviously, there's a lot of, you know, familiarity between the Saints and Cam Newton. This to me could be an interesting game, just from the standpoint of, I don't know who, like, okay, so let's say you put CeeDee Deuce on either Hunter Henry, who actually had a pretty, like, decent game against the Saints last season, or Jonnu Smith. Like, who else is, like, who's covering, like, that's such a potential matchup problem, like Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels being in 12 personnel. And
yeah, how do you attack that? You bring Malcolm Jenkins down. You zone, man up one zone, another one out. That'd be interesting, man. Like, I don't know, put a corner on Hunter. I mean, that'd be CeeDee.
Yeah, I think it'd be, yeah, I mean? I think CeeDee would take one of them, obviously, but yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. And I feel like, okay, so we really focus on the defensive side of the ball. And we've seen Jameis and his, like, Rocky Balboa, like, workouts this offseason, bro. Like, they're everywhere.
He's working, man.
He is, man, for sure. We see the long ball, like, you know. Haven't seen a long ball like that. And
boy, it's like, oof. Our Saints QB could do that. I guess that is how I feel getting cuckolded. I guess it's like, wow. You could do that?
Bro, I know Sean was tempted during the season last season, like, just watching just practices, bro. I know he was.
Oh, he was seeing Drew Brees come out there with a little 6-yard pass, shaking his little shoulder afterwards, like trying to wake that motherfucker up.
What's your sense? And we talked about this before, but, like, you know, this is game three in theory. At this point, are we like, oh, okay, Jameis, I see you. Or we just like, oh, man, this whole season going to be an up-and-down fucking roller coaster?
I mean, you got to look, I mean, history has to teach you something. Like, he's been an up-and-down roller coaster.
Dating back to Florida State.
Florida State is like, he's won a lot. Like, as a college player and as a NFL player, he's been okay. But... I have to see, like, I just can't sit here and expect, like, a huge change in Jameis Winston. I could see improvement from what he, you know, from his last season. But my big question for him that I want to see is, can he sustain offense, you know, over a game, over a couple of games? Like, just good, sustainable, moving the ball, positive yards. Not so much erratic. I was just going back looking at, like, highlights of him over the years, and a lot of his big plays just came off of, like, second reaction, kind of erratic. And it was cool to see, because we're going to need some of that second reaction stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, we also going to need just, like, boom, you know, 9-yard pass here, boom, boom. Like, just moving down the field, which we got so used to with Drew Brees, where it's just like, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? I just wonder if he could do that, because Sean Payton is, you know, Sean Payton's going to give you the answers. And he's just going to have to execute. So I want to see if he could be that guy where he's just, you know, execute the offense. Like, just execute the offense to perfection. You know, and it's probably going to be a little while. You know, even like with Teddy, when Teddy came in, it took him a while to kind of just really get in the groove of executing the offense. Now, they're two different quarterbacks. I think, you know, Jameis Winston by nature is a little more aggressive. So we'll see how that plays out. And I also want to see how that affects the, you know, the pass distribution. You know, Aaron Kamara's caught 81 passes exactly, like, every single season or something like that? Jameis is not exactly the check down guy like Drew Brees was. So, you know, I expect that to go down a little bit. But I also expect some big plays out of Kamara in the pass game, like down the field. Like, second reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see a lot of, you know, stuff like that. So it's just going to be interesting to see how the whole offense looks, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. You know, and I tweeted, like, man, safeties can't keep up no more. that, that, that's those days are over.
Ain't no creep.
So big creep. Hashtag big creep season. So we gave him an L for Green Bay, gave him a win against the Panthers at Carolina. At Patriots, you gonna give him an L? You gonna give him an L or a dub?
Oh, I'm gonna take an L.
You gonna take an L? I would agree with you.
Not saying Patriots like talent wise they aren't out of this world or anything. I think you argue the Saints are more talented. Pretty especially if Marshawn Lattimore is on the field. We fully stock. I think the Saints are a more talented team. But I just, early in the season, I just think we're going to be working out a lot of kinks, man. Mm-hmm. Like offensively, defensively, trying to integrate new players and stuff. So I can just see that, just being a Bill Belichick, figure out how to win the game type of thing,
And then we go on to Week 4, home game against the Giants. The game I was super close to getting Ryan and I tickets for. Fucking was in the Plaza, a great price, and I hesitated too long, and them bitches gone, just gone. I know a lot of Saints fans just think like, oh, like that's the easy dub, man. Like Saints fans don't maybe not realize how good the Giants defense played with like a lot of like not great. Like so, you describe the Panthers defense as being sweat equity. Like I don't know what the Giants defense would be. Would that be like a Nike shop? Like were they just producing shoes, bro? Like because they were good. They were good.
Yeah, it's a good, solid, coached up defense. And those are the ones that kind of give Saints troubles. Like
this. Trouble,
like,
man. Trouble.
Like, in the right spots, and just making the tackle. Like those. Defense sucker, but past Saints offense. We'll see how new Saints offense. But yeah, man, I agree. And that offense loaded, bro. Right? I mean, no Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones or whatever. We'll see. But like just talent wise, they got some players, man.
They can potentially have a healthy Saquon. They got Kenny Galladay. They got Sterling Shepard. They drafted my dude. Kadarius Toney, Evan Ingram.
You know he's going to show out, too. You know we're going to be sitting there like, man, bro. That's that boy.
Wouldn't that be like the Saints game I go to, like I haven't gone to like in like two years, and he just out there just put on a show, bro?
Oh, man. And let us be in the building. Oh, he going to get like a stupid touchdown or something.
Like security gonna have to hold me down from talking to Sean myself, bro. Had to hold me back. That said, it is Daniel Jones. And I think the Saints could. I'll say this. I think this will be a win, but I don't think it's gonna be an easy win. Like this is gonna be knuckle like booty clenched. Booty cheeks clenched the entire game, bro. I don't think this is like just a great game. Although who knows? Like maybe Daniel Jones is just Daniel Jones in this game and just throwing that bitch all over the place and getting a lot of throwing a lot of turnovers or causing a lot of turnovers. One thing I will say is that the Giants offensive line, if it did, they really didn't try to really improve it. And in their play, like if Andrew Thomas doesn't get better, like their offensive line is ass. And I know that the Saints defensive line was taking a lot of hits. Talent wise, they should still, in theory, be able to impose their will against the Giants defense or offensive line.
Right. And, you just never know with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, in theory, it should happen. But,
oh, man,
Raiders, Raiders
Raiders game was embarrassing.
It's like, hey, Cam Raiders Jordan going against a third string tackle.
Not a single pressure, bro.
Not a fucking pressure. So we'll see. And, Dan Jones, he can move.
Yes,
he can get going. So, I think that's going to be like either a key win or loss. Like,
yes.
You lose that game, then, the WWL radio calls going to be chirping, Christian Garrick and All the fools over there, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking racist. Like, fuck him.
Racist, all the stupid idiot. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, it's shit gonna be starting to get a little like Jameis Winston, all that shit, you know? So, but I think they could pull out a W there, so I'm gonna give them that win. So we went 2-2
heading into week 5 against the Washington football team. Mm. Oh, Ron Rivera, old nemesis of the Saints, and he coming in with Chase Young and probably Jamin Davis is out to prove me and you wrong, and just a Washington fucking football team that defensively has a lot of talent, very loaded defensively. Offensively, man, the last time me and you went to a Saints game, we saw what this man could do against the Saints. Right? Right? Five of them bitches was just throwing that thing, bro.
He ain't scared.
No, not scared at all. You know, they got Terry McLaurin. That's going to be a good Ohio State, you know, versus Ohio State matchup in him going against Marshawn Lattimore. They signed Curtis Samuel in free agency from the Panthers. Like, again, another game that's not an easy win. And this, I think it's another game that's going to be, could be a nail biter, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Like, have we ever just blown out Boston Redskins? Like, it's either an L or a tight game. I can't remember.
Yes. It's either L or a tight game, or they blow us out.
Right. Like, you know, Raw G3 killing us. We had the epic comeback a couple years ago. Kirk Cousins led.
They one of the games that Alex Smith was quarterback in, that's the game that bent him in half.
Yeah. That was the best game. That was Drew Brees breaking the record.
Yes.
That was the last time we just tore him up. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a tough game to beat.
Like, yes.
I'm going to give us a W on that. Because that game is when in October.
That's the game right before the bye week, because they got a week 6 bye.
That's usually when Sean Payton starts to get his, you know, the teams start coming together a little bit around that time. You start to figure out who's doing the job, who's not, what's working, what isn't. They start to get it together a little bit. So I'm going to give that one a W.
Okay. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a win too. I think it's going to be a close win. So with just by that, we have them being 3-2 going into the bye.
Okay.
And then after that, they go to Seattle and play in Seattle against maybe future Saints quarterback Russell Wilson. All I'm going to say is this, man. If you listen to Steve Wyche's appearance on Around the NFL podcast when they talked about the NFC, and went around the NFC in 48 minutes, Steve Wyche is in the know, like he's plugged in. Like let's put that out on the table, right? So one of the birdies that he dropped is, you know, they're talking about Julio Jones, and he just threw out, you know, the Raiders as a possibility of a team that may want to trade for Julio, right? Which that is completely a fucking John Gruden move.
Yeah.
Like, let me trade a second for Julio, but I didn't want to pay Amari Cooper.
Right.
And then listen to the pod. So they talked about the Saints and, you know, our dude Greg Rosenthal, or no, maybe it was Dan Hansis was saying that, you know, he kept thinking that the Saints were going to pull a quarterback out, you know, out of their hat, blah, 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 and it never happened. And then Steve Wyche Dan was saying, like, maybe Deshaun Watson, you know, next year. And I'm like, do they know, like, Deshaun still got, like, charges against him? Like, like they brought Deshaun Watson as, like, a person that teams could trade for, like, at least twice or three times on the pod. I'm like, I know it's been quiet on the Western Front, but, like, these are fucking serious accusations. Anyway, So Dan Hansen brought up Deshaun Watson. Steve Wash just like said, or Russell Wilson. And I just kind of was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. So I kind of like checkmarked that. And then when they were talking about the Seahawks towards the end of the pod episode, you know, they're talking about, you know, Seattle and, you know, the outlook of their season. And if they don't, if the Seahawks don't progress far in the NFC or whatever, and, you know, the chirping that Russell Wilson was doing earlier, like, is that gonna blah, blah, blah. And then Steve Wash, like, unsolicitedly said that Russell Wilson, like, kind of said, like, Russell Wilson would be a Saint in 2022. And yeah. I'm just like, does he know something? Like,
right.
Like, I mean, Sean Payton did go on the Hold on Flow podcast. I don't know, bro.
I don't know, bro.
All I know is, like, he mentioned it twice, and it was just on my radar, like, this nigga know something.
And we know he did. We were on that list.
Yep, we're on the list.
On his hit list. And we do know that if anything was ever going to happen, it'll probably be next year.
Correct.
Just the way everything is mapped out. So, yeah, man, like it's a possibility. I don't know how likely it is, but I don't see why the Saints wouldn't try. You know what I'm saying? And
I mean, they were trying to trade up to draft a fucking corner in the top 10 and trade a neck. Like, fuck out of here. Like, go trade 2 first-round picks for fucking Russell Wilson. Like,
that's no question.
Come on. Anyway, back to the actual game this upcoming season against the Seahawks. I don't know how I feel about the Saints, you know, besides the Teddy Bridgewater, actually that was like the Alvin Kamara win. That they, like, the Saints don't really play well in Seattle besides that
yeah.
game.
Yeah, it was such a weird, like, defense, special teams.
Yes. Because they had, like, they caused, like, Chris Carson to fumble and returned it, and Von Bell returned it for, like, a touchdown. Yeah, that was a very weird, weird game. They out-Seahawks the Seahawks in Seattle.
Exactly. Alvin Kamara went crazy. It was just one of those games, man. So, I mean, look, the Seahawks aren't like this, you know, dominant, like, you know, just they're not like the Seahawks of old. So it's not like, I'd say Saints and Seahawks are about even. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They have holes. We have holes. I think defensively, we should be a little better than them. So I think, you know, a W is a possibility.
I think it might be a shootout, man.
It could absolutely be a shootout. No question.
Like, DK, Tyler Lockett, our guy, Dwayne Eskridge, you know, Russell Wilson throwing moon balls, Marcus Williams looking lost, like, oh, shit. Oh, God. That's over my head. And then I could also see this being a game where, like, in the, like you said, the Seahawks defense hasn't been great. I can see, like, Jameis Winston just throwing the ball all over that fucking secondary. They lost Griffin, like, one of their starting corners. Like, this, to me, screams, like, shootout potential.
Yeah, it could absolutely be that. Look, man, I believe in Sean Payton in October, bro. I'm giving him a dub.
Yeah,
coming off the bye.
Yeah, I'll be with you. I'll give him a dub, too. So I put him at, what, 4-2?
Yeah.
4-2.
This is the part of the, you know, the classic tweet. You know what I'm saying? Carmelo Anthony, like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
looking nice, girl. Okay.
Trying to get people starting to believe a little bit. Starting to believe a little bit. Like, we got something here.
Got that little sundress on. Okay. See you. Speaking of October, they finished the month of October, Halloween Day, against the team they beat twice in the regular season, but the team that also won the Super Bowl, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ooh. At home, in the dome, Halloween.
Man.
I mean, we know nothing about the Bucs has changed. You don't get the storyline though. It's you know, Winston going against his own team. Like, you don't get that storyline.
Oh yeah.
But the Bucks brought everybody back. We talked about that already. Like, everybody's back. The Saints have lost people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they have more holes, but also the Bucks can't just, because this was a lot of the Bucks' defense success against the Saints' offense last season, besides the game they played in Tampa, was just get up in the fucking receiver's grill. Like, Drew Brees can't throw that far, and right. just disrupt the routes. Well, now with Jameis at quarterback, you can't do that. So this game, it sounds weird to say. I think this game may tell what type of season it's going to be. I know it's kind of later in the season, but I think this game could tell you what type of season it's going to be the rest of the season.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the Saints will be feeling good around that time. I think they'll know who they are for the most part around that time. And you're really going to get mano a mano. You know what I'm saying? I think that game is going to be just crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy tight. It's going to be a good-ass game, I think.
It is.
And, I can't call who will win or lose. I'm just going to be a Saints fan and give the Saints a dub right there and say, hey, the Saints are rolling. Everybody talking about the Saints. Saints 5-2 now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be that's going to be crazy time.
It is. I'm going to predict it very next week. Lose to a struggling Falcons team. Calling it right now, bro. I know this team, Ryan. Tell me you can't see Saints hype, big hype after beating the Bucks. You know, beat the Super Bowl champs. Everyone's still saying they're gonna go into Atlanta it's a home game, so Atlanta's gonna come in easy dub. No one gives fucking Atlanta a chance and shit the bed. Like, that's just what they do, man.
I could completely see it.
That's what history's taught me.
That right there would tell me more about the Saints team than if we beat Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Because if they came off like a great Tampa win, emotional win or whatever, and then follow that up with just like a good, hearty win against the Falcons, I'm like, okay, these dudes professional.
Yes.
They're professional. They're about their business. But if it doesn't happen, then it's like, okay, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? It's like, do they know who they are yet? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how I see it unfolding. I'm not a fucking truth teller, but that's how I would envision it to happen, just because I know this team. I've been on this roller coaster for a while now.
Okay, so they're 5-3 after beating the Falcons. I mean, losing to the Falcons.
Yes, 5-3. And then go away to Tennessee. Where it's Ryan Tannehill, obviously, and you got A.J. Brown, who should have probably been a Saint. And really not much else.
They really don't, man. I'm sorry, my dude.
Steve,
bro. I mean, team building just ain't been there, man. y'all lucked up in the Ryan Tannehill, and it's like, damn.
I will say this. You know what's probably going to happen against the Titans? Caleb Furley going to go off, bro.
Oh, man.
Bakhtiari going to have a day.
He probably just be coming back or some shit. Coming off PUP or something like that. His first game back or second game back or something. Like, man, this is Caleb Furley.
Picks it.
Teams are pissed that they passed on this guy.
The defense is meh. Like, they got the Janoris Jenkins, they signed him. They added Bud Dupree in free agency. I mean, honestly, the story against for the Titans, like if you just shut down like Derrick Henry and just make Ryan Tannehill beat you, he's been able to beat teams by passing. But now, I mean, there's no Corey Davis who, you know, left to the Jets. There's no Jonnu Smith who was a matchup nightmare at tight end. I don't know, man. I don't know. And then a big factor is Arthur Smith is gone. Like, he is not calling plays anymore.
That's a big factor.
That's huge.
We'll see how big it is, but, you know. And, you know, but, you know, you also say we'll just shut down Derrick Henry. Well, you know, it does happen somehow throughout the season, but it's not, like, the easiest thing to do. You don't want to let him get going. I put it like that. Like, don't let him, because he, you know, you could think you're doing well first, second quarter. Like, oh, yeah, we limited him to, you know, three yards per carry, but it ain't over. You know what I'm saying?
Because all it takes is that 70-yard fucking scamper.
And then he start breaking backs. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be a tough out. It's in Tennessee. You know, the weather will probably be a little balmy around that time. Win or loss. I'm going to go ahead and give him a dub, man.
Yeah, I was going to give him a dub, too. I was, too.
So what's that, 6-3?
6-3. Still on the road next week at Philadelphia for a second season in a row. Potentially going against, more likely going against Jalen Hurts, you know, Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor. Like, basically, potentially a play out of, you know, the game that was last season. And I know that, you know, they're going to be a little more serious taking Jalen Hurts this game, but I don't know. I don't have confidence in them stopping him.
No.
Like, you expect me to believe that Pete Warner is going to chase down Jalen Hurts? No. not going to be able to do it, bro. Get.
And that's in Philly?
Yes.
I'm going to give the Saints an L.
Yeah. To me, that's an L, bro. Like, I don't know why. I just feel like that's an L.
All right, so we're 6-4.
6-4, and these next two games at home, they got the Bills on Thanksgiving.
Okay, short week.
Short week, Bills on Thanksgiving. Josh Allen, rocket arm, mobile, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, Cole Beasley. I will say this, because I think this is a very tough game. I always feel that the Bills' defense every year is very overrated.
Agreed.
They have good scheme, but the talent usually has not matched up with the scheme. So I could see this being another, like, just shootout. Like, Jameis and Josh Allen just fucking just going off.
Oh.
Who doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving like that?
Oh my God. I don't even want to see that shit. Think about it. Like, I don't even want to see that game, man. But at this point, we're 6-4. That's kind of crazy. Like, that would be kind of crazy.
If the Saints were, I agree. If the Saints were 6-4 at this point, I'd be like, I would be mildly surprised.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn, like, what boys doing this shit? You know what I'm saying? Halfway through the season. Just to take the help. Like, just to say the Bills.
Yeah.
Bills come. You know, Josh Allen come and just do his thing. And they just hand the Saints a L at home.
I would agree.
So now we had, what, 6-5?
6-5. And then next so this is a Thursday game. And then the Saints face the Cowboys in New Orleans on Thursday Night Football the next week. Thursday to Thursday.
Yeah, this is where Sean Payton gets in the crisis mode.
Uh-oh.
And he gets the team ready. We facing these Cowgirls. Thursday night football primetime. He gets the team ready and they go out and they lay that pipe down, man.
You saying it's blowout? It's one of the old school Saints, like
it's you know, we sitting there getting our pie ready in the fourth quarter, you hear me? You know, we just chilling Thursday night. They take care of business, man. They had a week to prepare. Coming off a loss to the Bills on Thanksgiving. I think Sean Payton can have them ready. I think the Cowboys are going to be much better this year.
For sure.
But I just think, you know, matchup-wise, I think the Saints will be able to handle business. Their defense should be a little better. Offensively, they're going to be dangerous. But I think Saints are handling their business, man. Like, I think Saints have just figured out a way to just kind of really bring it and have one of them kind of old-school just Saints dominating in prime time type of games. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So at that point, there'd be what? Seven and five?
Yeah. Okay. Well, 6-5 going this, and I'll be 7-5.
7-5. You're right. Okay. 7-5. Then they go to New York. Or New Jersey, wherever, to place the Jets. Zach Wilson likely starting against the Robert Saleh defense. Like, to me, that's the game. If they want to be whatever, bro. Like, I don't even know. Whatever they want to be, they gotta. That's the game they gotta win.
Like, we know that's one of those games they would lose.
Yes. Yes.
Like, on nobody radar, like, everybody on NFL Network, ESPN, picking the Saints. I expect the Jets, even with Zach Wilson, I expect them to improve, but still struggle. They'll probably be like, I don't know, maybe they've won 4 or 5 games at that time. So, but yeah, I think the Saints, you know, on paper, they should win that game.
Yes.
So let's just give them a dub. They are 8-5. 8-5, looking down the stretch. So it's like, okay, now you're talking about playoff seeding and all that shit.
Yep.
Trying to, you know, get your playoff spot. You know, you can still compete with Tampa Bay and the rest of the division because you got a lot of division games coming down the pipe. So now you're looking at that schedule like, oh, shit, all right, time to tighten up.
So then, speaking of Tampa Bay, they got round two in Tampa. I don't know. I would give them a loss. I would give them the L. Like, I think they split.
I agree.
I give them the L. Go ahead.
So that puts us at what, 8-6? Or was it 9-6? Yeah. Can't remember.
It would be 8-6.
Okay.
Yes. And then a couple of days after Christmas, home game against the Dolphins.
Interesting game. Very interesting game.
I don't like this game.
I don't like it. I can't call it.
I trust. Even though I can't stand him, he annoys me. I trust Brian Flores' defense the most in this entire game.
Like, interesting point.
Byron Jones, Xavier Howard.
And you just kind of know, even if Jameis Winston approves, he going to have at least like 3 of them games where it's like, man, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I do not like this game.
And Flores' defense is like they take the ball away every single game.
Yep,
I think every game since he's been there, they've taken the ball away.
That's insane.
Like, it's just what they do. And if you remember, like, that's what the Patriots did.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know how he's coaching that shit, but you know he's doing it. And you know, I mean, Jameis Winston, I think those little ghosts are going to come back at some point. We just hoping that it's not every game, but it's going to pop his ugly head at least, you know, 3-4 times during the season. I can see this being one of them games.
I do too. I would give them an L. So that means that they would have two losses in a row. I don't think we've given them two losses in a row the entire season.
I don't think so.
No. So I think they have two consecutive losses heading into the game against home game, big game against the Panthers at home.
So they are 8-7?
Like 8-7?
8-7. This feeling kind of right, bro. It's all right. You know, this is the Queen Latifah light the cigarette pressing out moment of the season. You know what I'm saying? Queen Latifah set it off, you know? Eight, seven, nigga, stressing.
Stressing. And you got 8-7 in the last two opponents in the season, Panthers and Falcons.
So, at best, they can go 10-7 down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Or they could go
8-9?
8-9, yeah.
10-7. I think that feels about right.
So I mean, who knows how it plays out? But let's just say they win. Let's say they just lock down, take care of business, beat the Panthers and the Falcons on the stretch.
10-7. So let's put my 10-7.
That should get you at least a wild card spot.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. At least.
Should get you a wild card spot with the expanded playoffs and all that shit.
I mean, you know if they like the number what? Number six or number seven wild card, you know who they probably facing in the first round, right?
Who?
Tampa Bay. Come on, baby. Come on, man. You
know that. Oh, please kill me, man. Oh my God. But that feels like a safe season with Jameis Winston, doesn't it?
Yes. It does.
Just, you know, maybe, you know, if not 10 wins, 9 wins. My question to you is, what do you do with that? Like, say, okay, you get 9 wins with Jameis. He plays well most of the season. Let's say his stat line is 31 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. Decent completion rate, you know. Has, you know, one or two comeback wins. What do you do with that at the end of the season? You know what I'm saying? Because he's pretty much giving you a top 10-ish quarterback season. You know what I'm saying?
That, I guess it depends on how do I want to word this? Like, are they, if he does that, right? I guess as a viewer, as a fan, I have to look at it when I'm watching is like, is this just a ceiling with this team?
Right.
Like, if this is what we're going to get, basically, you what, like, besides like the 2015 season, like, are we just the new Bengals of the NFC? Like, when the Bengals were good, not like the shitty Bengals, right? But like, are we just the new Bengals who just like, you know, make the playoffs and
wild card weekend, you know?
Yeah. The Texans. Texans, Bengals, whoever. Like, is that just what the Saints are now? And I think the question really becomes, because what, back to the whole 10-7 thing, we 10-7, you're not picking high in the draft, so you're probably not going to be in the market to be able to draft a quarterback. So then Sean Payton has to ask himself, can we pull a rabbit out of the hat? Like, like for us to be not meddling, but just above average, like a solid NFL team, for us to be in the hunt, like you have to have the quarterback. You have to have an elite quarterback. Like you just do, man. Or something, not elite, but something damn near close to like elite. Like you can be Matt Stafford and, you know what I'm saying, and lead your team far. But and is that training for Russell Wilson? Is whatever the answer to that question is. Because like
it makes you wish there was like a middle class for quarterbacks. Because like if you could pay Jameis Winston say 18 a year, then it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying, we could do that. We could build a great team around him.
But if you
still we do.
But
if you can't do that. You're gonna have to pay him like 35 plus.
Yeah, like if he puts up those numbers that you just said, he get paid.
You gotta pay him 35 plus and
like, do you really want to pay Jameis Winston 35 like for one season of production? I don't.
And especially if like that's the ceiling with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that's the best Jameis you can get, it's like,
I don't know, man.
That's what happens.
That's tough.
That's just, you know, that could be the landscape. That's why I remember who was it that tweeted? It was a Josh tweeted earlier. It's like, he's like, I either want the Saints to like be great or just be an absolute dumpster fire.
Just shit. Just like, absolute shit.
Like start off 0-7 or something like that. Way I know, okay, this team ain't shit. We drafted high next year. I'm be looking at mock drafts already. I'm looking at like we moving on. We starting completely over. But if they, you know, if they middle, just middle, and they just kind of sneak into the playoffs, that's gonna really fucking suck, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 10-7, like that's like I said, man. Like you're not in the position to improve your team. Perfect example, like a little differently, but because obviously I believe they had a losing record, but the Washington football team, right?
Yeah.
They had a, you know, started off real slow, whatever.
Perfect example.
You know, had a good defense to carry them to the playoffs. And because of where they were, because of them making the playoffs at 7-9, they're picking 19th in the draft. And they got a first round playoff, like got kicked out of the playoffs. You know, they didn't advance. So when they were in the draft, like they couldn't, you know, now they stuck with Ryan Fitzpatrick, which, you know, he can go off, but he can also be really shitty sometimes. So that's what you get for being like mediocre or like average in the NFL. Like you don't have the capability to improve, because usually it's always related to quarterback. Like that's usually what it's always related to. Like, why is this team bad? Why is this, like, it's always a quarterback position. Yeah, so man. I think the Bengals is a perfect example, besides that one year that Andy Dalton went like supernova in 2015 and all the stars aligned. Like I still remember that game they played against the Seahawks and Andy Dalton was just killing them. Yeah. Boy. Like, man, was an MVP conversation. He had such a good season. But then after that, like the Bengals and can we give Marvin Lewis some fucking more credit, bro?
Get that man his flowers, man.
Shit! God damn!
It's like, man, I'm doing more with less here. Like, what do y'all want?
what do y'all want from me? But like, I think the Bengals are a perfect example. And it's so, Brian, I'm not gonna block you because I have blocked Brian, Super Saiyan Saint, on Twitter for like a year and a half because he. The Saints had lost, I forgot, I don't know, whatever playoff game they fucking lost. And he was like, oh, the Saints are just as fucking bad as the Bengals now. So I blocked Brian for like a year, year and a half. Then I unblocked him, turned over new leaves, shit, you know, maturity, blah, blah, blah. But now, like, I'm making the same, like, a different point, but like, the Saints, with what you said, could become the NFC's Bengals. Mm-hmm. Like, good, not good enough. You know, fun during the season. Like, don't get me wrong, bro. Like, watching some, like, I'm pretty sure we're going to be watching some of these Saints games. And yeah. Jameis going to throw like a 40, 45 yard bomb. And we're going to be like,
whoo! Yeah, like, man.
Be like hype. Saying,
that little 10 and 7 season could be fun at certain points. Like, that shit's going to be lit. You know?
I guess my question to you, and I don't think it's going to change what I think I know the answer to it, but let's say they sign Richard Sherman. Right. Does that give him an extra win if they just rolled into, like, cause man, this court, the more you think, and you said, bro, when you sent me that linebacker group, you texted me that depth chart a lot.
Gross, man. That was gross. Even if you like Pete Warner, he's a rookie. Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you're freaking What's his name? The former Carolina Panthers linebacker that retired years ago.
Luke Kuechly.
Like even Luke Kuechly, he didn't come on the scene like just blowing it away. He was like a spot starter, weak side linebacker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we need his first season, and that's Luke Kuechly. So it's like you can't expect like Pete Werner to come in and just be like this dominant. Even if you love Pete Werner, you can't expect him to be like this dominant linebacker to be on side of Demario Davis. So it's like, man, that depth chart is like, Quan, I see Quan working out. Like,
man, can we go fucking sign Quan, man? Like, come on,
Quan back, man. Get Quan back in the building, man. At least he'd be ready by October, maybe October, November. Get him in the building, man, because that depth chart ain't looking good at all.
It was Demario Davis, Pete Werner, Zach Bond, and Caton Ellis, who is imaginary besides special teams at this point. And
pretty much.
I did not know anyone else on the depth chart, Ryan. Not a single person.
Just names, man. I'm like, that is gross. That is gross. In this NFL, like, man,
but yet we got to go against Devin White and Levante David. Okay,
right,
all right, cool.
Nah, but if they bring in Richard Sherman, I feel a little better about this defense, and I think the defense is gonna be fine, man. Like I think, even with Pete Turner, how you feel about him? I think
They need to be, man. Like, it's like I said after the draft, like, they've invested so much into, like, yeah. If we just talk about just the whole entire defense, two firsts, literally cost two first round picks. David Onyemata got paid. Cam Jordan, while aging, was a first round pick. Peyton Turner, first round pick. Marshawn Lattimore, first round pick. Marcus Williams, second round pick. Malcolm Jenkins, paid money to bring him back, was a former first-round pick. CeeDee Deuce was like a fourth, but he should have been drafted way higher than a fourth because of people batting out him coming out of Florida. Like, hey, Demario Davis. This defense needs to be good. Like, there's Adebo, third-rounder. Like, third-rounders are valuable, like, picks in the draft. Like,
yeah, man.
This defense, Patrick Robinson, they went. I mean, he haven't played a whole bunch. P-Rob's still in check, bro.
P-Rob done got a decade NFL experience out here. Like, would you have believed that?
No.
After his first few seasons,
No. With his dreads, nah.
Getting beat like a drum by Dez Bryant.
Oh my God, bro.
I remember his first game against Green Bay, 2011. On Aaron Rodgers putting that smoke on him.
Oh God! Now that's the game that Mark Ingram got stuff on the
line. Mark Ingram stuff on the line. Called Marcus Colston breaking his freaking collarbone and still catching passes.
Oh man, Darius Rose returned that punt back, man. God damn, we're sick, bro. Sick. Like we're cured, but still sick. Like
Jimmy Graham coming on second season.
He flashed the double check belt when he scored the
touchdown. Oh yeah, bitch. Yeah. that's a fun fucking team, man. I don't care what nobody
said. You know how they did like?
Can we get back to offense? How about that shit?
Come on.
Like, what if Jameis coming to this motherfucker with that arm smoking, and we light that bitch up? Like, surprise us, Sean Payton. Like, surprise us and have us like, holy shit, I wasn't expecting this. And y'all lighting teams up 29, 30 points a game. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Just lighting that motherfucker up. You unlock the key to Jameis Winston like they did with Ryan Tannehill. And he just opened that motherfucker up, put up, 38 touchdowns this season and 15 interceptions. And y'all just lighting teams up like crazy. Alvin Kamara go crazy. Surprise us, Sean Payton. Damn.
they don't need to do something, bro. Like, I love Mike Thomas. I love AK. But, like, we've beat this drum to the death, bro. Like, Something. Can we get Kenny Stills? Can we call someone? Because, like, literally, the season's going to start week one. It's going to be Traquan. Traquan's wide receiver two. Marquez Callaway, wide receiver three, who's been attached to Jameis Winston's hip all offseason.
I'm so glad Greg Rosenthal talked, but probably because he talked to you and me and see us tweet about it all the time. But he's like, man, like, after, like, wide receiver two and three, it's like, what the fuck? You know, it's not Greg Rosenthal talking. He's like, what? I mean, after wide receiver two and three, they have Marquez Callaway. You know? I'm like, just when you think about that, it's like, man, like, why aren't we flooding this?
Come on, man.
Don't
get me started all over again.
This quarterback who will need help with all the talent possible. Why? Like, why not?
Like, it's frustrating, man. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, here you have a player who's trying to revive his career. You would think it's. And again, it's going back to what we talked about, the draft, like Sean Payton and this hubris, and like, it's my offense. My offense can cook, and maybe it wasn't cooking like these last couple of years because of Drew's arm and his limitations, but now I got Jameis. Like, cool, I get that. I get it in theory, but like, it's just like we talked about the Bills, right? Like, in their defense. Sean McDermott got a good defensive scheme in Buffalo. But his talent doesn't always match up to that scheme. Sean's offense is the exact same thing, bruh. Like, the exact same thing. And let's replay last season. God forbid something happens to Mike Thomas again where he's missing extended time. Jameis is throwing Marquez Callaway and Traquan Smith. Come on, man. Come on.
Look at that Chiefs game.
Jawan Johnson, 50-50 balls? Nah.
Come on, man. Come on, little Jordan.
I forgot about little Jordan.
Jordan Humphrey, man. Come on, catching touchdowns out here, man. What you talking about?
It's so perplexing. And maybe some of it is just maybe some. I get free agency. Obviously, I didn't expect them to go sign a wide receiver. Like, I get that, right?
Right.
They broke. But to not address it in the draft until the seventh round, like, all Saints fans are like, fucking that Quan, you know, Kwon Baker, oh shit, he good as shit.
I mean, come on.
Like, we start, that's how the skill position is. And you see Elvin Silva quote tweet, he quote tweeted the tweet that Chris Revolulu tweeted about Adam Troutman. Did you know that Adam Troutman only caught 16 passes last season?
Bro,
15. 15 out of 16.
I looked that up after that tweet. I didn't even want to tweet. I'm like, damn, he didn't do shit.
Like, he had 16 passes thrown his way, caught 15 of them. You telling me, like, he, like, again.
And you're plugging him, and we're plugging him in to be like a TE1. A TE1. I mean, maybe, you know, he's been out there with Jameis.
But then at the same time, like, if you love PFF, he was the number one blocking tight end in the NFL. So, like, you just. Do you just take that aspect away? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's another hole we haven't talked about much. It's like,
can we go sign Trey Burton?
He's still out there?
Yeah. Yes. Man,
just bring Trey Burton in. Like, maybe it won't work out, but at least bring him in.
I mean, I watched some Colts games last year, and he can still make some plays. Like, he can still move the chains. Just frustrated, bro.
Like flood your quarterback with options, man.
Don't
give him a reason to fail. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And like, what? If Adam Troutman get hurt, we relying on Nick Vinette? Nick Vinette, bro?
Okay. Like, seriously.
All right, bro. So as much as we would love this, like, and don't get me wrong, Jameis can cook with Mike and with Alvin, right? Like, let's not be you know, let's not
just, like, that's a lot of offense. It's not like
it is. But we've also seen how teams can take away those two options, or God forbid, like, it's football injuries. We've seen it with Alvin. We've seen it with Mike Thomas. Like, they happen. Like, so if they happen, what's plan B? Is it just like, oh, okay, well, shit, they happen. We got to fucking get through it. Like, yeah, get through it, but, like, at least have talent in the wings where it lessens the blow. Maybe, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm not thinking right. Who knows at this point?
You're thinking right, man. Like, you think about the Chiefs. Think about the Chiefs with Mahomes. It's like, damn, everybody they bring out there is, like, catching passes downfield and shit. It's like, what the hell, you know?
Like, and they were trying to get Juju in free agency, bro. Like, yeah, man. Like, whatevs. Like, at this point, like, I was thinking, it's funny because I was listening to, like I said, I was listening to the Round the League episode, and I was like, can they just, like, trade, like, a fourth or a fifth to the Cardinals and bring in Christian Kirk? Like,
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that too. Like, man, like, something like that. It doesn't have to be like this number one overall. You know what I'm saying? Right. It could be like, look on other depth charts. Who's, like, the third wide receiver that's on a contract year or something? That's, you know, right. Just see what you can do.
If you call up Cardinals, offer them a fourth for fucking Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk would almost automatically be in the mix for, like, wide receiver three potentially.
Yep.
Like I'm just saying, man. Go get talent. Go get talent. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that was the schedule episode of us breaking down the schedule. Schedule released today. Me, Ryan, and I do have some good episodes in store, podcast related. Shout out to one of our followers, another Ryan, who is out of the Dallas area, Saints fan. I believe he's a clinical social worker, so me and him have touched base because obviously I'm a social worker myself, but we've touched the base. And being that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, he DM'd me reaching out and seeing if we would be interested in having either counselors or psychologists or psychiatrists coming on the episode, or therapists coming on the episode talking about, you know, potentially one being focused on sports psychology and then another one being focused on mental health and potentially, like, stigmas and just mental health in general in the African-American community, which is such a different topic that we could get on a rant about and just talk about because it's so interesting because it's such a taboo thing, especially not just African-American community, just people of color, man, like, Hispanics, African-Americans, Asians, like, there's just a taboo of, like, you don't need fucking therapy. Like, so hopefully this month, if, you know, we can plan it and get it arranged.
Men in general.
Especially men. That's a whole nother fucking thing. And talk about those stigmas, that taboo-ness, and just in general, have good conversations about assortment of topics, because that's obviously, at the end of the day, that's what our podcast strives to be. Obviously, it's a Saints Twitter podcast, but more importantly, we want to be a podcast that produces good content and various different things, different subject matters. And so hopefully we can do that this month and get it posted for Mental Health Awareness Month, because honestly, schedule release happened. We're going to have rookie mini camp and then it's going to be fucking dead, man. There's not going to be shit to talk about. So we've always, one thing I've always prided ourselves on is we've always had, you know, given ourselves things to talk about that isn't football related. So that's for sure going to be more episodes coming that way. So to our raffle winners, Jessica, David, and Rod, the tumblers should be done. I believe the tumblers are done this week, or it should be done by the end of the week. And those should be going out within either next week or week and a half. And then Jessica, the shirt will be ordered and sent your way. We do plan to do more kind of raffles and things for our Patreon subscribers and Patreons. We really appreciate you guys. And we'll just keep on keeping on. Let me get off and finish this episode before Ryan falls asleep and starts snoring.
Oh no, no, I'm up. I took my nap, bro. I took my nap already, baby.
But I mean, football's back, man. Like we you know, game that opens the season is Cowboys and Bucks. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. But we say yuck, and I know
minicamp. Saints minicamp is next couple of days. I think it's this weekend.
Oh, is it? Oh shit!
No, rookie minicamp.
Okay, I mean we'll have whatever we can glean from rookie minicamp, I guess, and talk about it. Like, oh,
clips out there.
Peyton Turner is probably not practicing because his hamstrings are tight. I don't know. Fucking
yeah. So Peyton gonna be like, well, we don't know much about Peyton Turner yet. Got to put the pads on.
Sounds just like him, bro. But if it is this weekend, we'll recap it at some point this weekend, and we'll continue to provide you guys more content and as we always do. So thank you guys for supporting us and being dedicated listeners. We're going to get out of here with that. We're out.
Peace.